In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father's Day is this Sunday, and Americans are expected to spend about $16 billion on gifts for dad. Now, by now, some of you probably have spent the average of $138 on popular gifts items such as neckties, shavers, cologne, tools, and appliances for dad. Now, all those gift items are fine. Don't get me wrong. Many dads appreciate them. But what do dads really need from their sons and daughters? That's what I want to talk about today. What do dads really need? You may be surprised to know that most dads want to hear from their children more often than not. Maybe a phone call saying, "I love you, Dad." Multi-Grammy award-winning singer Stevie Wonder once expressed that sentiment in a song titled, "I Just Called to Say I Love You." And in fact, Stevie Wonder makes it clear that you do not have to wait for Father's Day or any other special day to say those three little words, "I love you." Listen again to what Stevie Wonder says. "No New Year's Day to celebrate, no first of spring. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. No wedding Saturday within the month of June. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart." My friends, considering who Dad is and all that he has done for you and what he continues to do for you today, you ought to thank him. You ought to honor him each day, not only on Father's Day. I believe there is a commandment about that. It is the fifth commandment, which ends with this promise, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. You see, honoring our human parents is second only to honoring God, our Heavenly Father. That's probably why Jesus demands in the Gospel for the third Sunday after Pentecost that his followers must love him and serve him. "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Now, some may consider that challenge too radical for Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who calls us to love those who would cause us harm. And it has been taken out of context and misinterpreted. But what Jesus is saying, is demanding really, is his rightful place in the hearts of his followers. Jesus is demanding that you and I must love him more than all others. And we must demonstrate that love if we are forced to make a choice. This does not change Scripture's demand that children should honor their father and mother. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is not saying, do not love your father and mother. No, he is not. Jesus is saying that we, his followers, must love God, our heavenly Father, more than our earthly father. My friends, that's the essence of our personal relationship with God the Father. Such a relationship begins when you and I repent of our sins. It comes when we put our faith in God the Father, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Savior, and when we believe in the Holy Spirit, our Comforter and Counselor. What God demands of everyone who has been brought into this personal relationship with him is simple and clear. We are to honor God, our Heavenly Father. And just as we are to honor the one who created us, so we are to honor those who God chose to carry out God's plans for our creation, our earthly fathers and mothers. Before I unpack the fifth commandment to honor our fathers and mothers too, let me say a word to those who do not have or have not had godly parents. You see, often that has resulted in the severe pain because the relationship between parents and their offspring is meant to be positive, nurturing, and wholesome. There are many people in our society who are hurting today because of various kinds of parental abuse. So how does a believer carry out God's commandment to honor such a parent? Let me suggest five things for you to consider. Number one, pray for your parents. Number two, keep on trying to help them, even though that may be difficult at times. Number three, model Jesus for them. Number four, exercise restraint in front of them. And number five, forgive them. The Lord can help you do this. You see, God designed parent-child relationships to be among the most vital of all human relationships. This may be why God attached the promise of, quote, long life to his commandment in Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. In Proverbs 6:20-23, we are instructed to pay attention to our fathers and listen to our mothers. We are to hold their instructions in our hearts and tie them around our neck. And in return, we receive guidance, protection, teaching, and discipline. Four important ingredients no one can afford to live without. My friends, the fifth commandment is a very serious exhortation to abide by in our world today. You see, my friends, we are living in a time when God is being humanized and children are being victimized. Today, the family is being trivialized. Fathers are being demonized and mothers are being marginalized. God's command to honor our parents is consistent with his divine order. God made us, you see, and therefore God knows what is best for us. And if we follow that commandment, God has promised us a fruitful and happy life. The promise of a long life is a promise of God's lifelong protection, His guidance, deliverance, and provisions. Just as all believers must honor God to receive many blessings, so it is that children who honor their dads and moms too will receive boatloads of joy in return. I can testify to receiving such abundant joy. You see, as one of 10 children of Emmanuel Hansen of blessed memory, the father of Keisha and Janelle, and grandfather of Ariana, Monet, Aubriel, Anani, and Miles, I can testify to that divine fight of receiving bountiful joy. And if you are a dad or a son or daughter who has been missing out on receiving such blessings, allow me to give you what one writer calls the 7 keys to honoring parents. Number 1, value your parents' world. No matter how old they are living in a world that is highly relevant and valuable to them. Number 2, respect your parents' age. Don't mock their limitations and inabilities. Love them in it all. Number 3, model your parents' godly attributes, such as respect, patience, honesty, humility, and kindness. You know, the many things they said and did, the advice that blessed your life, so follow the advice. It will honor them and God, your Heavenly Father. Besides, if it blesses you, just think how much it will bless their grandchildren. Number 4, protect your parents' individual dignity. The older they become, the more they will cherish the protection you provide. Remember, they protected you when you were just a little baby. Number 5, fulfill your parents' essential joy. Make it your business to find out what gives them joy. Sometimes it is as simple as a regular phone call, and please answer their calls. It will make their day. Number 6, provide for your parents' basic needs if they are unable to do that on their own. Make certain you are not feasting on T-bone steaks and lobster while dad and mom are living on peanut butter and jelly. And by the way, make sure they are eating right. And finally, number 7, honor your God-given responsibility. Just do it because God said it. You will be so glad you did. And so will God, your Heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.